Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 469, Them Darn Files. Trust you guys are doing well. Here we are, already a week into fall. They had some gorgeous light. Trees are starting to turn here in the Bitterroot, and I'm seeing color through my travels. It's going to be a great fall. Talking about cold and wet this winter, I hope so. We need the rain. And, of course, the mammals, especially the mammals, they are really putting on some really thick coats, indicating not only cold temperatures, but really great big game file shooting. Trust you folks are out there making it happen. If I can help, remember, you can reach me many places, Spotify being one of them. So I am using Adobe Podcast Beta to record the podcast using their test the mic feature, which I do every so often. They have done some improvements. It says I had an echo. No, not kind of. Anyway, it wasn't perceivable to me. It said it was there. I made a quick fix. It says muy bueno. So hopefully that is all gone. Now, Adobe Podcast Beta creates a transcript, which you will see linked on the blog post for the podcast, along with the photograph and other trivia. There will be a link this week that you might really want to make sure you get to that blog post. But also, you'll find it on iTunes, Amazon, all those kind of good places, and Spotify, which you can leave a comment. You can listen to the podcast. You can leave a comment. We can have a conversation. I encourage you to do so. It's pretty darn cool. The conversation, that is. Spotify is too. Had a lot of emails since I posted the fact that the new Z24-728 version 2 was in my bag. Some excellent questions, but the most common ones: is it really sharper, and does it really focus faster? Well, to the latter question, there is no speed test. There's no way of measuring autofocus speed. This lens is doing it as fast as my eye can adjust, as fast as my imagination can come up with it. So the focusing speed is really cool. Is it sharp? Oh, yeah. It is incredibly sharp, corner to corner. The tad of vignetting you would see with the version 1 is no longer there. The thing that is just absolutely mind-boggling is it is really physically light and smaller. I love that aspect. The zoom, not having the lens expand or contract, is a blessing. So, yeah, I like that lens. I'm still shooting with it. I shot a whole lot this weekend. I'll shoot some more, but it's a marvelous, marvelous lens. In the last week, Apple has brought out Tahoe operating system for the Macs, especially for the M chips. I've gone all in. So I've updated my phones and iPad to the iOS 26, as well as the iMac M4 and the MacBook Pro M2. I have found only one little glitch, not a big deal. One of my bookmarks in Chrome was corrupted. I just remade a new bookmark, and that solved that. Otherwise, I have seen absolutely no issues. Now, there is some new customizations, a couple new things that you have to get used to when it comes to working like the tree and other things, but I'm really enjoying it. I've had a couple of questions about it. Photo Mechanic, Adobe Camera Raw, Photoshop, Premiere, Encoder, all those things are working just as they always have. Are they working faster? I can honestly tell you, I didn't do any clock speeds with the old, do any clock speeds with the new to compare them. I can just tell you that it works. I like the way it works, and works for me. So my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com, are celebrating the one-year anniversary of the opening of their Kansas City Overland store. Can't believe it's been a year already. Wow. Just time seems like yesterday I sent prints for the wall in that store. It's amazing. But time keeps going on, and Bedford's is there for us, getting us, be it through MPS priority, the Z24-7282 seamlessly to anything else you can think of. Bedford's has got it. I don't understand why you'd go any other place to buy your gear. They've got the inventory. They have the clout with all their stores. They've got the salespeople. Love them salespeople. Rather, I don't like some of the answers I get, but at least I get an answer and I can move forward and I can appreciate that. I know it's hard for them sometimes to say, no, that ain't going to work, but I need to know that before I make the purchase, right? That's what Bedford's is all about. Taking care of us, the photographers, providing the service. They got the prices. They got the Moose discount. And some of you folks still don't say, hey, Moose, and get that 5% after you check out. Kind of silly. I mean, that's some of these purchases, that's real money. So they sponsor the podcast, but they take care of Moose Peterson Photography, more importantly, and they'll take care of your photography. So, hey, Bedford's, Bedford.com. Go to the store, call them up, in person, the web, whatever. Just use that Moose discount, get that 5% money you could use to do some more shooting. So thanks, Bedford's, for helping us photographers make the click. We deal a lot with files. It's the nature of digital photography. And if you're anything like me, and you go out, for example, photograph Kodak brown bears for the morning, you might come back with 6,000 or 8,000 images and a whole lot of video files. Each one of those images is a file. It's real simple at that moment, or the next day or the next week, to find that image. That's the goal. But what about a year from now? What about 5 years from now? God forbid, I hope you're not in this spot, but I've been in it too many times. What happens when that cherished friend passes away and family and friends come to you looking for photographs for either the memorial or something else? Gotta find them. Gotta find them. And most importantly, they are your memories. They are your memories. And as you move forward, there's some things in your mind that will be fuzzy, but you look at your photograph, boy, it snaps it right back into crystal clear focus. That's if you can find them darn files. Now, I have seen everything for no filing system to ones that just for the date. And if you like Sharon, my wife, she remembers dates, goes back centuries, it seems like. She remembers the day, the time, everything. If you're like me, yeah, what day is it? Yeah, let alone what day did you take that picture? Man, I used to be able to date things in my mind by the year camera bodies came out. But now, even that's not really working that well. So organizing your files is really important for many reasons. Now, the number one reason for business is for a copyright protection. Every image has to have a unique file name and number. It's that simple. It's not rocket science. So it has to be unique to you, because the first part of the criteria is your name. Then there's that unique file name and number. So that's as far as I'm concerned, that's right there why you need to do it. But more importantly is when you need to go back in time to find an answer. For example, I went to Monument Valley 10 years ago. Where did I photograph? What did I see? What did I like? What mistakes did I make? What did I do right that I can improve on? How are you going to find it? Now, if you're like me, you have, just for easy numbers, you have a file of 100 images from Monument Valley. You might have finished 8 or 9 of those. Those were your favorites. And those 8 or 9 are sitting in a folder, in my case, gallery locations. So I can easily see those. But what about the other 91 images of the 100 that were taken. It's very possible, if you're anything like me, that when you took those shots a decade ago, those 9 that you really liked were great. But now it's a decade later. You might have changed your taste. You might have learned some new ways of finishing. There's all sorts of what ifs in this process. Can you go back and find those other 91 images to see and answer those questions? You know, them darn files, if you don't have it organized in a very simplistic way, you'll never know. Oh, God, isn't that would be a tragedy. That would be a tragedy. Those are your memories. Those are your little ingots of gold that you've put away in a drawer for a rainy day to perhaps cheer you up, perhaps fill a hole, perhaps help you learn more about your own photography. So filing system. The first key to a filing system is keep it simple, stupid. It's got to be so simple that you can't forget how you did it, whether it's numeric, alphabetic, what have you. The next thing is, and this is what I see most of the time, people file their images by date and date alone. Then they'll sometimes keyword. So this is a two-edged sword here. So date. If you're like me, that remembering what day I photographed that blue jay I want, what day, what year, I'll never find it. And if you're like me, keywording, I remember to do it sometimes. I don't do it enough. And darn it, Murphy's Law, that one picture that I'm looking for, it's not got a keyword. So then what are you going to do, right? You can go through your thousands and thousands of images looking for that one picture. That's not realistic. So when it comes to filing, it's like thinking of it as a regular filing cabinet. You're going to have a drawer. And in that drawer, you're going to have these little file tab dividers that you're going to file things so when you need them, you can find them. Whether it's chronological, which is how I like to do it, the first page in the drawer is the very first picture. And as I go back deeper in the drawer, it's going to be later and later and later. Or you might think of it as the very last image is the most current image I took. That just, to me, logical. Things like mammals, I'm going to file those all alphabetical because there's not that many. Birds, on the other hand, where I've seen thousands and been so fortunate to photograph thousands across the globe, they're done by country and then by family and then by species. It's just an easier way for me to go back and find what I'm looking for. Now, that's kind of the basics. Now, I use PhotoMechanic. PhotoMechanic makes it very simple to do. So, I'm going to start with a simple number of 100. And I'm going to go with, I just had a marvelous, marvelous time at a fly-in in California. So, I have 100 pictures of aircraft. So, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to number those files, 1 through 100. So, they all will have a unique alphanumeric number. No two are the same. Then I'm going to keyword them, you know, Stearman or Vega or Waco 9, whatever. I'm going to keyword them. Then after that's done, I'll go to finish them. If I take an image, one image, and I finish it, I'm going to go back into PhotoMechanic and I'm going to hit that number one key, which will make that one image have a red tag. So I've done a number of filing things very quick and simply because PhotoMechanic makes it very simple. But I can go back and find that one image I finished anytime I want to. I want to update it, whatever it happens to be. And then the finished PSD is going to go into a folder, be it air-to-air or ground-to-air or static. And it will be in there. And I use Bridge to look at my PSDs. And Bridge will look at images based on keywords. So all the P-51A Mustangs are together. And all the Waco 9s are together. And all the Monocoupe 110s are together. So they're all there. And each image has their own unique file name. And it's easy for me to find and to process, get out to clients, find those memories. The takeaway is that you need to take time now, if you haven't, to make a very simplistic, logical system for your filing. And that's the key. You need to find the logic in the way you would want to find something and then create that name and number for each image so you can then find it. And then you remember, you're working with a computer. Whatever system you come up with, make sure the computer can go, oh, I can relate to that. Let me find it for you real quickly. Because that's what computers do. And do it now. Don't wait. I was just with a person. It still staggers me. They have 13 years of images they've not filed. 13 years. I just can't imagine slogging through that. There's not enough winter nights, cabin fever time in my life to go through 13 years of digital images. So you need to start now. Organize, think it through. And remember, with Photo Mechanic, you can change the name and number in the filing anytime you want. Click Command or Control Y. There's a number, drag, number of ways of doing it. You're not locked in. You can, once you come up with that system, alter it if you don't like it. But you need to come up with that system now. So you can find those memories when you need them, enjoy them, learn from them, because they're yours. And that's the key. So rein in them darn files now. You folks have a marvelous week. Look forward to talking with you all again next week. Get out there and shoot. And remember to make every click your story.